Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, it's been an action-packed show, and we've given away cool tickets, and we're going to keep doing it all week long. So make sure and listen all the damn time so you can get free stuff from us. Who is that? Is that the whiny guy?
It's Two Door Cinema Club.
Oh, it sure is.
Undercover Martin.
It sure is. Right now, it's time for a brand new segment.
Now.
On the Eagle.
Why do you love me? Why do you need me? Always and forever. We met in a chat room. Now our love can fully bloom. Sure, the World Wide Web is great. But you make me salivate. Yes, I love technology. But not as much as you see. But I still love technology. Always and forever.
All right, it's time for a brand new segment called Yes, I Love Technology. And there's a lot of things happening here. And let's start with, my wife called our friends over at Autoflex Leasing, and she's getting a different car. Nice. I'm very excited. And she took the initiative of calling the toll tag place and trying to get the toll tag switched over. The problem is that it was just in my name. So they're like, you can't, you know, get all, you got to have your husband call. So I needed to add her to the account. But when I called today, the guy that answered the phone over at NTTA, his name was Kyle. And, you know, you give your email address. And he goes, yeah, the computers are slow today. While we wait for it to come up, I see this says Skin Wade. Does this have anything to do with the Ben and Skin Show?
Oh, cool.
And I was like, yes. Do you listen? He goes, well, I was a Russ Martin listener, and I wasn't really interested in you guys, but now I love you. And I listen every day. And so I want to make sure and give Kyle a shout out, because he used technology to determine that it was me from the Ben and Skin Show, and now we're giving him a shout out, and everyone's happy.
Hey, Kyle.
Say hi to Kyle.
Thanks for listening now, man.
Yeah.
And I had already sent you guys the Napoleon Dynamite because I wanted to use that. This happened after that. Amazing synergy. And as we were waiting to add my wife's phone number to the account, he said, technology is our best friend until it isn't. And I was like, that is just like Kip Dynamite, right? He's kind of singing about that in the first place.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing with your technology? Are y'all okay?
I think so.
Yeah?
Like, personally?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fine.
I love technology. For example, earlier today, a sweet listener sent us a picture of that anglerfish that had been altered to include the fleshlight as a mouth. And I thought, this is a great use of technology.
I don't know if it's a great use. Also, it's not what you were describing. I thought you were kind of describing the flashlight on its head.
I was.
Being that.
I was, but he used technology to make it better.
That's a great. It's almost like, you know, songs that have been written. Listening to our show, it can be interpreted by anyone.
Yeah.
You know, they can have different interpretations for what we said.
Yeah.
How are you doing with your technology these days,
man,
Kevin?
It's been okay, man.
Good.
I need to restart my computer, though.
Oh, you want to do it now?
No, because then I'll have to pull up all the browsers windows that I had up, and I don't want to forget those.
Very interesting that you bring that up. Here's another technology angle in our new segment, Yes, I Love Technology. I am so frustrated, and we see it with iHeart, and then what browsers do you guys use? Do you have a specific
on Mac?
One?
I think it's just Safari, right?
So use Safari?
I use Google Chrome.
Okay.
Google Chrome.
So I've been using Google. I've always used Safari because it's the one that's inherent.
Yeah, I'm a Goog guy, though.
But so Google Chrome is making it so hard to interact with certain websites because they're convinced someone is hacking and trying to get information. And so I can't get that browser to speak to some of the websites I need it to speak to. And while I'm experiencing this frustration and acting like Ben in that clip where he yells, what do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going, well, wait a minute, though. There is a legitimate hack going on. It's constant.
Yeah.
And we talked about this. We were talking about it on the John Oliver show where Russia just lets cyber outlaws hang out in Russia. They don't care because they know they're causing chaos out in the world. And they want chaos out in the world. Like, that's what a dictator wants, is chaos out in the world so he can tighten his grip. And so that is a constant, like, we're all indoctrinated to the technology and we need it. And it's, but now we're faced with all the frustration of the constant cybersecurity because it is relentless and it is constant. Yesterday, my wife texted me and said, "Are you getting me an iPhone 12 for Christmas?" And I was like, "No, I mean, do you want one?" She goes, "No, I'm getting messages that it's available for our inquiry." And I was like, "Oh, call the AT&T store." Someone was hacking into our AT&T account trying to get an iPhone 12.
Yeah.
It's constant. And I was sitting there going, I didn't even know I had an AT&T account. She was like, "We have to change the password." What password? I didn't even know I had a password for my AT&T account. It's constant.
And then they make those apps that you can have that remember all your passwords.
For them to hack.
Until someone hacks into that one.
I mean,
it's a problematic thing because it's so vast and there's just not enough protections on it.
Yeah.
And there should be, probably. And then you come off sounding like a guy who wants a bunch of regulation. And I don't necessarily.
Need more phone condoms.
Well.
That would be an interesting bill.
That would be an interesting, But I think the internet, if you accept the fact that all these bad things could happen to you because of the internet, I will say a little better peace of mind. Because if you're trying to still fight it, like, if you just understand I could get hacked.
Okay, you're going somewhere.
If you keep trying to fight it, you're going to drive yourself nuts.
Okay, you're going somewhere else I wanted to go here. In this it's a new segment called Yes, I Love Technology.
Mm-hmm.
Christina, how are you doing with some of your technology?
I think I'm doing okay.
Okay, good. So the other day, after the show was over, during the show, we talked about what a great guitar player Lindsey Buckingham was. Mm-hmm. And since you guys are millennials, you totally blew me off.
No, we didn't.
You guys ignored me. In fact, I remember Kevin.
There's more held the Halsey
up,
part.
Kevin held up a palm to my face and said, "I'm bussing," and totally.
That's probably true.
That's true. And so I walked down the hall.
That's the lick.
And guess who? See?
No.
And guess who was standing there? Chloe.
Yeah.
A guy who's closer to my age demo. And you know what Chloe said? "Dude, Lindsey Buckingham is an amazing guitar player." And don't you backtrack now, Kevin. And he said, not enough. Then me and Chloe had this amazing conversation about Lindsey Buckingham. And it was great. And I enjoyed every second of it. And I realized, you know, if I didn't have so much technology in my life, I could spend more time with Chloe and really connect with him.
Forever.
So I woke up this morning. I have an app that's been on my phone for 3 years called Bands in Town.
Yeah.
Do you guys have Bands in Town?
They send way too many emails.
Yeah, I spend way too much money, sorry.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll mess up and let you know that a band's in town live streaming.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Not good.
So they base that on your preferences.
Mm-hmm.
I've had Bands in Town for, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years. I don't know how long it was.
For 10.
Maybe 10.
Probably.
Because I love technology. And I have not once in that time ever received any information whatsoever about Lindsey Buckingham, who's playing at the Majestic on the 9th. Don't you think that if they had not, Bands in Town is listening to my stupid conversations? It's the 9th. It's like in 9 days. They could have sent me notifications any time leading up to this. And they didn't. I didn't even have my phone open any app. It was just in my pocket. I'm having a conversation with Chloe. We're connecting. We're vibing. And now Bands in Time has been in town. Is like, "Oh, Lindsey Buckingham's coming."
That's
in
why
9 days.
We quit doing the monthly concert calendar.
Because Bands
all these apps are just covering it.
They're covering it. Is that not wildly disconcerting?
It is if you let it be.
Okay.
Again, pretty desensitized at this point.
That's the thing. Because
what are you going to do, fight it? Are we going to not have a phone?
Yes. That's.
What's the plan?
I'm very resolved to not caring, but then it still creeps me out.
Sure.
Because caring is creepy.
But you know what creeps me out more? When I'm asleep and I have two TVs in my living room, a big one and a little one that's a smart TV.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I'd watch the Mavs on Bally earlier in the night. And at 4 a.m., I wake up in the middle of the night because my small TV is turned on, and it's resumed progress from wherever I turned off the TV, and it's Falwell and Harp talking about the Mavs at 4 a.m., and I go, "Wait, what is that?"
It's creepy.
And I, you know, me, always packing at all times, You know?
Oh, you shot at Harp and fall?
No, but I walk into the living room in my underwear, you know, gun up, ready to, you know, bust a cap and whoever just broke into my apartment.
Uh-huh. Is that a Texas Tech thing?
I mean, just kidding. I just have a BB gun.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like it would do the trick. Oh, yeah. He's
if you were able to shoot his eye out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. The TV just popped on.
Really?
But there are stories that have come out where people can turn your TV on those little smart TVs.
Oh, and then they look into your room.
And they look into your, yeah.
And then
that's
fish,
creepy.
And they fish it out.
I don't know if I believe it or not. I don't believe they're looking into my room, but why did that TV come on at 4 a.m.? Out of nowhere.
That's a ghost.
I would recommend, if you're seriously scared about that, just take like a little cloth and put it over the thing that at the very top, the little red detector.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
They'd just be looking at my couch.
Are you
scary at 4 a.m. It's pitch dark and
yeah, and those are two strong voices coming.
Mark and Harp, they really are.
Is everything okay with your technology? Are you feeling okay about it?
I mean, besides that, good.
Okay, good. Okay, so now I want to get to this other thing that you're hinting at that I saw someone put out on Twitter earlier today.
How's your technology?
Yeah, is it okay, Christina?
Oh, mine's it's could be better. Always be better.
I'm worried about a lot of things, but I'm not worried about this. I'm at ease with the world, and I feel like the world is so much bigger than anything I can comprehend that whenever I have these issues, I realize that's my own little ego, and it doesn't matter. None of it matters because there's a lot of people that are freaked out about robots, and they always make the same reference, it's Skynet and Terminator and all this kind of stuff. So our buddy Sean, good listener of the show, had tweeted this out. And he said, one step closer to Skynet every day. And he sent it to Kevin and Corey because he's friends with them too. And it's a story in the New York Post that said the world's first living robots can now reproduce.
What?
Okay. What you see, you hear the headline. You see him on the sideline having the time of his life.
They can reproduce.
Okay. That's the headline. World's first living robots can now reproduce.
Also, so, living robots.
Are you freaked out?
That becomes a bit of a problem.
Okay.
That becomes a bit of a problem.
We've had a good run.
All right. So then I started reading the story. And what it is they have taken skin stem cells, from an African clawed frog. Clawed like it's got claws, not like a guy named
Claude.
Because
they're disappearing, and this is why. Because they're using them for robots.
I don't see a lot of guys named Claude anymore.
No, they're disappearing as well. And so the experiments show that these cells, that were basically robot cells that were created using the heart and skin stem cells from this clawed frog, can move around and self-heal. Okay, the stem cells can heal themselves. Regenerative medicine, right? And then it said that they were in the little dish and they're watching these things. They're microscopic because they're cells, but they're robotic cells. And then they say, oh my God. The experiment shows that the organisms can swim out into their dish, find other single cells, and assemble baby xenobots.
Makes sense.
All right?
They know what they're looking for.
Their instincts are to reproduce.
Yeah.
Which is the human instinct, which is an animal instinct, which is these instincts are to reproduce and recreate. And so we're like, oh my God, the robots are going to recreate. They're going to reproduce. But the scientists are like, whoa. We didn't expect this to happen. And now we're very excited that it's happening. Because what we're observing, here's one scientist, these cells have the genome of a frog, but freed from becoming tadpoles, they use their collective intelligence, a plasticity, to do something astounding. They use their instincts to reproduce. And so while we're freaking out about robots, and oh my God, robots, the idea is that the human instinct is what's alive. And no matter what the technology does or doesn't, or how it changes us or doesn't change us, the human instinct is there. And so whatever becomes of us, which I was thinking about this when you were talking about your Adam McKay movie, you know, the whole idea of denying climate change, like that's not going to happen or whatever. That's because humans ain't that important. We're important to ourselves because of our giant egos. The planet was here before us, and it's going to be here after us. And so these instincts or these things that we think, these robots that we've created that exhibit human instincts, that's amazing. And we can utilize that to preserve ourselves through, we're talking about QC Kinetics, restorative regenerative medicine. We're able to watch these robots that we created and watch their instincts and learn from it and maybe preserve our damn selves amidst the chaos. And yes, I love technology.
Always and forever.
All right, coming up next, the Russ Martin Show here on the Mighty Eagle.